Flexible working isn't a favour, it's a tool. And for people managing menstrual symptoms or menopause transitions, flexibility can be the difference between coping and burning out. But starting the conversation can feel daunting. A useful place to begin is focusing on impact, not diagnosis. So you don't need to share all health details to explain what helps you work well. Before the conversation, get clear on what specifically is hard for you right now, what adjustments would make the biggest difference, and how would this benefit your work, not just you. So, for example, it might be adjusted start or finish times. Why might that benefit your work and not just you? Remote working, especially on symptom-heavy days, more control over regular breaks, and fewer back-to-back meetings. When you speak to your manager, try framing flexibility as a performance enabler. So, as an example, I've noticed that I work best when, dot, dot, dot. To stay effective and consistent, I'd like to explore, dot, dot, dot. Be prepared for it to be a conversation, not a one-off request. You can suggest a trial period, a review point, or small adjustments to start. It's also okay if the conversation feels emotional. Needing flexibility doesn't mean you're less committed. It means you're actually more invested in doing your job well over the long term. And if flexibility isn't immediately available, ask what is possible at that moment in time. Even some partial adjustments will still help. Flexible working conversations are about aligning work with reality, and sometimes businesses do have processes to follow, which means this might not happen straight away. But keep that dialogue and honest conversation open with your manager because they will want to support you as and when they're able to.